Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. When the Brunettes burst onto the New Zealand music scene a few years back now, they had quite a unique sound, a bubblegum pop sound reminiscent of the 1950s and 1960s. Well, four albums on, that sound's changed a little. One of the band's founding members, Jonathan Bree, joins me now. So, album number four, and for me, it seems like quite a big departure from the previous albums. I mean, previously, you're known for quite for sort of retro-inspired, if you want to use the label, bubblegum pop, you know, and thing in the past. And do you think there's been a gradual movement away from that, or, I mean, there's definitely still elements of it here, aren't there?
Yeah, I kind of really don't think the songwriting is, like, terribly different myself. But the production has certainly gravitated towards being a little more electronic sounding and a little less organic, maybe.
Yeah. So what inspired you to move away from the sound into the more electronic thing? You had a bit more money to buy some more equipment. You decided to.
Well, I guess sort of. I guess like early on there was sort of more. It was more to do with probably having hang-ups about sort of modern production.
What sort of hang-ups? What do you mean?
Well, I guess I was just very much wanted to have things just so, you know, work with tape. You know, I wanted to sort of bring in, you know, musicians and sort of record live. And, you know, I was very, enthusiastic about, 60s recordings and
all the tricks associated with making those
things but then in more recent years I sort of come to sort of actually like a lot of modern productions, and then so there's that, and there's also just the fact that we have been we have had the opportunity to do a lot of touring in the last few years, and because we've been doing that I kind of had to make my home recording studio sort of a lot more portable. And because I started sort of working more using the laptop, I think it kind of gravitated towards sort of working a lot of stuff out and making it more keyboard based.
So and having made these tracks on your laptop on the road, it's sort of what seemed artificial to come back and recreate them on the Glockenspiel and on the melodica.
It was definitely that would be quite sort of, like things like brass instruments and that I still will get organically. I wouldn't
Yeah, that's a slippery slope, just, that one, isn't it?
Yeah. There's certain things that I still very much, that world. It just is a lot more sort of convenient to sort of record.
Do you think
like that? And it works for me.
So, do you think the initial sound that you came up with, this 50s, 60s inspired sound, was a reaction to what was going on at the time? Because I mean, that was probably when the Brunettes first started. It was, at the height of electronica in lots of ways, wasn't it? There was house music left, right and centre. There was, it was drum and bass. It was, everyone was going onto the computers making music. Was that part of your reaction?
I'd say that was very, there was that. And also with the sort of knee-jerk reaction to, how popular that music movement was at that time was sort of, the sort of rock bands, the sort of more, just straight ballsy kind of, rock that kind of was coming out of Auckland and around.
Are you talking about like bands like the D4 and that sort of thing?
Yeah. And we didn't really identify with that and didn't really, it just wasn't us either. So, it was, but we liked being, in our own little bubble. It was good.
I mean, putting your, I'm sure, natural modesty aside, do you think the Brunettes have been influential on creating certain sound and certain other bands that have come since, you know, bands like the Ruby Suns and so forth? And go on, say you have been.
I'm not sure if, like, I mean, you know, it might have sort of helped introduce people, you know, to stuff that we're obviously inspired by, you know, just because they possibly sort of hadn't discovered it. I wouldn't really want to sort of say that we did anything, you know, first that would, you know.
But in the Auckland scene, I mean, this, you know, the whole sort of Arch Hill scene, for, you know, for want of a bit of, do you think the Runettes were pretty pioneering in that part?
Well, I think there was a number of bands like that, you know. Well, when I started Little Chief Records with Scott from the Toki Tones, we both had an idea of actually starting a label which had a strong identity, which was something that I think was sort of missing in this country at the time, for people that wanted to make sort of pop music.
Yeah, but sort of not, I mean, when we say pop music, we're using a, maybe it's a lowercase p or an italicized p, aren't we? Because we're not talking about Britney Spears here or, you know, or True Bliss for that matter.
No. I guess like people like Ryan McFun from Ruby Sun sort of gravitated towards, you know, us, and, you know, so he, you know, I guess that's an instance where sort of, you know, heard us and sort of got in touch with us, and that's kind of cool. But I think we just all bounce ideas off one another and get inspired by what each other is doing, just in general.
Is there much? I mean, I know that in Wellington, it seems that if you're in one band, you're in every other band, and you know, and then they're all collectively in Fly My Pretties. In Auckland, is there much cross pollination between, say, there's the Dirty Odd Rockers on the side, and then there's, you know, the indie kids sitting around in their cardigans? You know, I mean, do you sort of get together and hang out, or is there quite a big pop rock divide?
Gee, it's been so long since I've actually kind of hung out with people.
Too much time in that home studio, Adam.
Yeah. I think that, you know, just there used to be a lot more. Like when the Datsuns first sort of came to Auckland, we used to all sort of hang out together. And then when they got, you know, quite big in the UK, we went over there and supported them in London. That was kind of funny because, like, you know, the scene is so big in London, so, you know, there's, you know, different sort of, you know, genres and healthy kind of crowds to accommodate, you know. And so, you know, having a, you know, what they would probably see as just an awful twee band kind of open, you know, like their audience seeing us like that, you know, it was pretty amusing because, you know, we all were good friends.
Brilliant. The album is called Paper Dolls. It's probably going to be the big album of summer, I'm sure. We're going to... guaranteed.
Yeah.
Guaranteed to be gracing a few Greyland barbecues coming soon near you. We're going to leave with a song now. What song do you reckon?
Bedroom Disco.
Bedroom Disco.
Yeah.
It's going to be the next single, perhaps?
Yeah, I think so. It's catchy. You know?
We are.
And that's the Brunettes from their new album Paper Dolls. That's all we've got time for on the show today. If there's something you've missed or you'd like to hear again, pop along to publicaddress.net/radio. That's our podcast. I've been Damien Christen.
I've been Russell Brown, and thank you, New Zealand On Air.